Good morning and welcome to Coffee Time. This morning, our guest is Lisa Crosby, the curator at the Lake Region Heritage Center Museum in downtown Devils Lake. And we're going to be talking about several things that have been happening at the museum and are going to be happening here as we get ready for a busy spring here in the Lake Region. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Eric.
And of course, just recently here this past weekend, you had your big annual gala, and I understand that was well attended.
It was. We had a full crowd, and it was a lot of fun. We had a beautiful evening, delicious dinner from this view at Spirit Lake Casino, and a talent show, and it was a great night. So I appreciate everyone coming, and it was a lot of fun. We raised a lot of money, and I'll talk a little bit about the talent show. I think we'll do that again because it was so much fun. I wasn't sure how that was going to go, but we had a lot of laughs and a lot of, it was called Devil's Lake's Got Talent, and it really did turn out to be a great night. So,
and a lot of musical performances as well.
Yeah, with a little bit of comedy in it. But so Jess Delzell, she ended up being the talent winner. And if anyone's ever heard Jess Delzell sing, you probably know why. So she belted out quite a song, and it was absolutely gorgeous. But our very own Maddie Cummings, she actually played piano and sang absolutely beautifully. Catherine Jansen, who is a senior this year, she sang beautifully also. Valerie Sampson, she is a pianist, and she did a beautiful song, and she actually is a teacher here in town too. Bo Cummings, so he did it was called Cube Algorithms, which we really didn't know what that was going to be, but he solved the Rubik's Cube in under a minute.
Unknown talent of the state's attorney.
Yes, and I didn't think it was going to happen for a little bit, and it really did shock me. I think it was 57 seconds, and that was really a lot of fun. And so that kind of, was a change within all the musical.
Didn't have to get up there on stage and stall for the next few minutes.
No. And it was, so the Rubik's Cube, it was, was a brand new Rubik's Cube. And then he let the audience mix it all up. And then, he had a timer, and then he solved it. But it was kind of, I didn't know if he was going to be able to do it. But he did it. It was pretty cool. And then our very last talent was a surprise guest, and it was Dave Elke. And he came up and he hid a prop in an old cash register, and it was one of Vicky's old hats. And he put it on. It didn't fit quite right, but he put it on. And then he sang some Dean Martin songs, and Dave has a beautiful voice. And he did some acts, and then, it was just really a beautiful end to the talent show, and it was touching, and the crowd sang along, and he talked about how, Alma Studnis used to, she taught, well, he did a concert, his final concert, because Ann Merritt was his vocal teacher, and he had to do a concert, and Alma played piano for him. And anyway, it was touching, and so it was a lot of fun.
Okay,
so,
like I said, all raised money for the museum.
Yeah, and then we had a live auction, a silent auction, and we had a lot of fun, and we had a big meal, and it was a really great time. Thirsties had the bar, and then Devil's Lake Cars was a great sponsor, and so was All True first time, so that was fun. And, a lot of work, but very well worth it. So many beautiful dresses. Wow. It was just a great night. So I'm glad to do it every year. Every year I'm always kind of glad when it's over because I get really, really stressed out and worked up over it. But this year I actually really enjoyed it.
And now it's on to the Art Fest.
Now it's right into the Art Fest, yes. But we do have a couple of art classes before then, too. So we have Svetlana Lear, who has a class coming up, a watercolor class. And then we have a beading class starting, too. So watch Facebook for those. But we have the Art Fest. June 15th, we're going to be looking for some sponsorships. We already have the Arts Council of the Lake Region, who has done a huge sponsorship for that. So thank you to them for that. And then, but so we're looking for artists that want to submit art for our art show that will be taking place in the Art Center. And then also vendors for that day on June 15th. So if you are an art vendor or a food vendor or maybe a nonprofit that wants to set up a booth for that Saturday, we are wanting you for that day. So reach out to us. And then also, what else is going on for the Art Center? We have right now, the college has an exhibition up. The photo club took pictures all throughout the year of the sports teams and also like life at the college and life in Devil's Lake. And so right now they have that exhibition up. So go check that out. That's really cool. And then May 7th, the high school will have their exhibition for their final, their final project. There you go. Thanks, Eric. I'm having a total brain problem today. After the gala, you know, I'm just kind of fried. But yeah, they're doing their final project, and they actually will, the students will set it up at the Art Center, and they'll do everything for it. Mrs. Cavalli will help them do that, and so it also maybe will donations will go to the students for next year, so some, you know, offset some of their costs, because the art project or the art program, you know, they don't get the biggest budget of the group. So please donate some of your money if you can to the art program, and that'll be a great exhibition going on from I think about May 7th through the 20th.
Okay, so you do have a little time there if you can't make it for the opening of it, and you've got a little bit of time to stop down and check it out.
Yeah, I believe it's the reception will be on May 7th. It's a Tuesday.
Okay, so like I said, a lot of things happening there at the Art Center and also at the museum as well. And I would imagine now with the summer coming up, I tend to see a little bit of an uptick in visitation at the museum as well.
Yes, so we will be open Tuesday through Saturday at the museum, 10 to 4. So come on over for the museum regular hours. And then the Art Center, starting May, we hope to be open Tuesday through Saturday, same hours, but 10 to 5. And that's volunteer-based, remember. So if some of those hours at the Art Center aren't filled, it's because we don't have volunteers.
Okay, so like I said, it'll be a new addition to downtown this summer, and looking forward to kind of showcasing it during the Art Fest that's coming up on June 15th, which is a Saturday.
Yep.
Sounds good. Well, Lisa, we appreciate you coming on the show to give us a recap of the Art Center activities and also the museum and the big gala last weekend and how that went and some of the other things you got going on there at the museum as well.
Thanks, Eric. Thanks for letting me ramble.
All right, no problem. That's going to do it for the show this morning. Joining me this morning has been Lisa Crosby, the curator of the Lake Region Heritage Center Museum in downtown Devil's Lake. And you can join me each weekday morning at 9:05 on KDLR, 11:30 on KZZY for Coffee Time.